To stay on top in business, stay on top of your technology with the new Business Desk podcast, The Business of Tech. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, it might not be Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star for much longer because experts are warning that our skies are going to become so crowded with satellites, it's going to block out the stars by the end of the decade. We've got 8,000 currently up there. 400,000 are approved to go up there as well. With us now is Richard Easter from the Department of Physics at Auckland University. Hi, Richard.
Hi.
This sounds worrying. Are you worried about this?
I am worried about this, and it's one of, you know, it's something that's developed, you know, without anybody having a lot of oversight of it, and suddenly we've found ourselves in a situation where the night sky could change for everybody.
Now, to be fair, all of the satellites that have been approved are not going to go up, right? But even if, let's say, even if a quarter of them went up, Richard, and you have 100,000 up there, what kind of impact is that going to have on you being able to see Venus?
So you'd still be able to see Venus from to the naked eye. What would happen is if you're out in the country somewhere, and particularly if it was close, not far from sunrise or sunset, a lot of the lights that you would see move in the sky would be moving rather than sitting still. And you know, at the moment, you know, we see the space station or something come past, and you know, that's one moving light against many fixed stars. Whereas you know, it might be that, you know, half the lights were moving and half the lights were sitting still. It's not necessarily what everybody signed up for.
But is it that bad? Because moving stars are kind of nice as well, aren't they?
I think you know, there's a beauty to the night sky, and I think it's like, you know, anything else. That's, you know, the satellites are there for a reason. You know, they're all providing services that people find useful. I mean, you know, many of which I've used myself. But I think you know, most people like the sky the way it is. Just that most people, you know, like to see the way it is, and they don't necessarily, you know, they wouldn't appreciate it. You know, a factory that was producing something, no matter how useful it was, that was changing the environment for everybody.
Do we need some global rules then, do we?
Exactly. And so there are actually tight rules about the way that they can transmit radio waves so that they don't interfere with each other. But there's no requirement at the moment that things that are put into orbit don't have an impact on the night sky. You know, it's like someone, you know, building a 10-story house in front of you. You know, we have a district plan, you know, whether you like it or not. You know, there's always going to be rules to handle that kind of development.
Richard.
And how what one person chooses to do, you know, works for somebody else. And at the moment, it's, you know, it's complete cowboy country as far as space is concerned.
Hey, thank you for running us through that. Appreciate it. It's Richard Easter, Department of Physics at Auckland University.